7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it's time for Kaleidoscope. It is the fourth Tuesday of the month, and that means we get to talk with Windham Area Health. John Pearl's with us today. How are you? I'm wondering if maybe that mic got turned off. Maybe the switch up there. Let's try that again. Doesn't move very much, but well, all right.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I'm not sure what happened there, but. Okay, so we'll start over. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, better now, that's for sure. So busy, busy over at the hospital.
Yeah, a lot of activity at the hospital. As I've shared in the past, our fiscal year ends on 4/30, so we've been, it's May, June, July, almost the end of August. So
you're the quarter of the way through already.
We are, yeah. So almost 4 months since we've ended our fiscal year. So last night at the governing board meeting, Clifton Larson Allen had a representative out and presented the audit to the board. And so that was well received. I just have some highlights I'd like to share.
Sure.
So as we know, last year was the first full year of the new building where it was open. So we had Sanford Health started leasing the main floor. That all happened in June. We started seeing patients on the second floor, and then of course the fourth floor, a lot of the fitness area came to life as well. But the big piece for us is that space is there for growth. So it's the only reason we're here is to serve the community. And so we find out what the community needs are, and we do what we can, right? And so we've been very fortunate the last 3 years, last year included, to have substantial growth. So we saw our overall charges grow last year by 14%.
Wow.
And that was coming off a 12 and a 12. So over the last 3 years, we've seen that substantial growth. And you've heard me talk in the past about being a smaller community hospital, you can't just sit and wait for things to happen to you. You have to grow and diversify and invest and do all the things that we're doing. So we feel very fortunate what we're doing is working, so to speak. So
you mentioned the building and the floors. Yeah. Has there been any discussion about that third floor? What's happening or what's down the road?
There is a lot of discussion about the third floor. We're actually have a strategic planning meeting this fall. I think there's two meetings set up actually that that'll give us the direction for the next 5 years and even a little bit maybe the 10-year picture. We're due for that review, so we have some ideas and we'll discuss it with the board at that strategic meeting. And there's a lot of requests. One area in particular is our therapy department, which includes physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. It's really booming. And so that's a need. We also have an aging floor. Patient care floor is probably one of the oldest parts of our building. So we look at, is there potentially a remodel in that area that can utilize the space better, so to speak, because we're an 18-bed facility, but if you've had the occasion to be in one of our inpatient rooms, they're dated. I mean, they were built in the 70s, really.
Right.
So the size and everything isn't what the now is. So we've had just a little bit of, throwing things at the wall idea types approach of, well, what if you took two rooms and combined them and made one? Or you took three rooms and made two. Maybe that's a better example. And so that all essentially comprises a facility
plan. And so not that we're looking at knocking down walls and doing different things tomorrow.
Sure.
That's what a strategic plan is, right? Is planning for the future and see what makes sense. So rather than just saying, oh, therapy needs more space, let's put them up on third floor, that may happen. It's like, okay, that is one possibility, but we have to look at every angle to see what the best use of the space is.
Sure. Well, so. And although we look at that facility and think, holy cow, we've got plenty of room.
Yeah.
You know, that room goes away awfully fast, so you need to kind of take your time and make sure you're utilizing it the best way you can.
Yeah, and it really is that growth. So, you know, in the last year and a half, we've added two surgeons. So that's important. And 3 years ago, we added an OBGYN. Just this month, we have urology starting again. This week, Dr. Hoffman is starting his clinical practice. And if you recall, probably a year ago, year and a half ago, we did have urology services for a short period of time, and that just confirmed the need and the desire to have those services here. So we have him on a more permanent basis. I actually can't tell you if he's a couple days a week or what his schedule is right now, because I just don't know. But it's going to be enough to serve the need. And that's an example of the space need that we knew we had when we built the medical building,
right,
is because we needed to bring in these services and these specialties. And things are just, you know, right now, you know, working in our favor, so to speak, that we're able to attract and hopefully retain these providers.
Definitely. And each day, it seems like there's that one thing that the hospital is very determined to do, is to continue to look, continue to bring in services that are needed, to bring in more doctors, whatever the needs are,
yeah,
and adjust.
Yep. And so, you know, the quick piece, bouncing back then to the financials, and it kind of paints that picture a little bit, is we had a very consistent year compared to last year in terms of that growth, right? I shared that we had,
yep,
added more volume. Well, last year, our operating margin was 4.7%. This year, it's 1.1. So we look at that, and just on those numbers, you say, oh, wow, it really dipped. And it did because we have additional expense. We need to pay for that building, and there's interest expense on there. There's depreciation. But also, we're investing in these providers, and it takes time to grow these programs. But when we look at that, our overall margin is still 3.2%, which is fine. You know, as a finance guy, I always say to be a going entity year over year, it has to be at least 4. Well, we were 7.1, 7.3, and 3.2 this year.
A three-year average is still pretty high.
It's still good, but
yeah,
that big difference is just because of the new building and trying to grow these services. So it was really a fantastic report last night, and really shared the vision as we saw it. We have good cash on hand. We have, actually, if you look at the business model, we still have a lot of debt capacity if we were to choose to build again. Not that that's on the horizon, but just our balance sheet is in a good, strong position, which allows us to invest, bring in providers like urology I just mentioned, and look at other services that make sense.
The future is bright.
Yeah, we feel like we're in a good spot. I always say this with a caveat, and we discussed it for just a minute before we went on the air, is this growth is great. Talked about the overall revenue growth. You have to be very careful with your expenses, because once you have that growth, you know, the feeling is, oh, there's more work, we must need more staff, or you're already going to have more supply expense. And as we know, inflation is real, and things,
right,
cost more as the years go by. So it's kind of, you have to have that full global eye on it, so to speak.
Not only here in town, but the hospital continues to expand outside of Windham, too.
Yes, so we are opening a clinic in Fairmont that's going to provide specialty services. So we talked about our surgical providers, our OBGYN, our urologist who just started here. It's a possibility we have that individual at that clinic. We already have Lori Fett, a nurse practitioner that does urology type visits as well. So we're really excited about helping that community. And what we always say is that we're certainly concerned about Windham first, right? Is that's why we're here, to serve the community. But what's great about this is Fairmont has the need. It's not that far away in practicality. I mean, people can say, yeah, it is. It's way over there. This day and age, it's not. I mean, we have people leaving our community to go to Sioux Falls, which is, what, 90 miles away or something?
Yeah, that's right.
And so it's not that far to travel. And right now, those specialty providers have capacity. So in the, again, the business sense, I like the approach because we're utilizing that talent that is maybe doesn't have full schedules here yet. There's the opportunity to serve in Fairmont. And so we just saw that as an opportunity that there were so many positive arrows pointing up and hardly any pointing down that we said it's worth a try. Yeah.
Very good. All right. So what else do we have going on?
That is the excitement for now.
That's a lot of excitement.
For me, being a finance guy, we're into the new fiscal year. It's kind of like starting over, and we had a good audit here. We'll present this audit to the city council next Tuesday, a week from today, so the community can hear more about that as well. And I think those are the exciting things. Dr. Hoffman was the one piece that I wanted to point out. So those urology services available in Windham, that's fantastic.
And, you know, we get to talk with you guys every month, but if you don't necessarily need services, you may not follow all the new physicians, all the new services, everything that's it really. You need to just take a step back and look at what is available, because there's a lot of services available that weren't 5 years ago.
I agree, and thank you for that. You know, and the other thing to point out is that it's a partnership in our community especially. You know, we have Avira, we have Sanford here that have the primary care and obstetrics care, and there are partners too. So it's amazing the services that we can have in a community of this size, and I would dare say, you know, a region of this size, because we serve well beyond Windham, and I think that's an important point. Although we are a community hospital and we're owned and operated by the city of Windham, I think that's very important to know. The fact is if we were just serving Windham residents, we wouldn't have a hospital here.
Right.
We have to have a service area that's much broader, and we obviously are the goal is to provide services that are desired and give that at the highest quality possible. So it's kind of an easy formula, but not always easy to achieve.
Easy on paper, mm-hmm. For sure. All right, John Pearl, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate you taking time and talking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That will do it for our Windham Area Health Update this month, and that's Kaleidoscope on KDOM.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different.